I've done other films that have had violence in them, but I must say I've never done anything where I felt that the violence was as justified as it is in this. And the reason I say that is the man that I'm playing was murdered. The woman that he loved was murdered. She was raped and then she was murdered. And essentially what he has come back to do is to find the people that did this and settle the score. And I feel very justified in doing that. And so we're not pulling any punches with the action. There is a great deal of violence in the film. And once you put yourself in that place of considering what you would do if you were given the opportunity to come face to face with someone who had not only murdered you, but raped and murdered the woman that you loved, I think it becomes quite clear where you're going to come from as far as the violence goes, which is, you know, almost like a berserker gets the chance to come back and try and see that some kind of justice is done. There's very little need to worry about compassion.
Victims, aren't we all?
This is justice, you know? And I truly feel that it is. And I truly feel that if I were in the same situation, I would do the same thing. He has something he has to do, and he is forced to put aside his own pain long enough to go do what he has to do.
To tell the rest of them death is coming for them tonight.
This film deals with the concept of a balance being struck between good and evil.
I gave this to Shelley once. I think she'd like you to have it.
Because we do not know when we will die, we get to think of life as an inexhaustible well. And yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood, an afternoon that is so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it? Perhaps 4 or 5 times more? Perhaps not even that. How many more times will you watch the full moon rise? Perhaps 20. And yet it all seems limitless. And that's the tragic element of this character and the haunted element of this character. And I know that's kind of a roundabout way of talking about it, but you tend to take a great deal for granted because you feel like you're going to live forever, and it's only if you lose a friend or maybe if you have a near-death experience, suddenly things are sharply brought into focus and many events in your life and people in your life and activities that you normally think of as being trivial, you know, suddenly attain this real significance when you take into account the fact that, my God, that could have been the last time I would ever see that person, the last time I would ever do something so mundane as, you know, go out to dinner at a restaurant or whatever. It's a common phenomenon. I mean, if you've ever done any backpacking or anything like that, been out in the woods for any period of time, there for 6 weeks and eat freeze-dried food to sleep on the ground, you come back and the experience of ordering food in a restaurant, you know, it can be quite sublime.
Little things used to mean so much to Shelley. I used to think they were kind of trivial. Believe me, nothing is trivial.